that giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Middays with Mannix and Mannix, Jeff and Taylor back on the microphones. The winter sports season here in Maine for the high schools wrapped up over the weekend at Cross Insurance Arena in Portland with the two boys hockey state championship games. And here to talk about that with us is a guy who was there covering them, especially for the Class A game, which was a battle between the two teams that had won both boys hockey state championships last year. Here to talk all about that with us, Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports. Michael, thanks for being here one more time. How was the final Saturday of the high school hockey season?
Hey, guys, good to be on with you. I think it's been a while since we've had all three of us together, so it's good to chat with both of you. Saturday, yeah, I mean, it was kind of what you'd expect. I mean, two down-to-the-wire games. It was certainly an exciting day, kind of a fitting ending to a great winter sports season. So, you know, we can go in depth on both games, but, you know, maybe a little bit of a surprise as far as who won Class B, but certainly no surprise at all in Class A. The best team all season was the best team at the end.
Yeah, certainly was there with Thornton Academy, and we'll get to that game here in a little bit, but the first one is the Class B game that I do want to talk about, and three goals in the second period is ultimately what pushed the co-op of York, Biddeford, right, and Old Orchard Beach over the line against Hamden Academy and its co-op, who had reached a state championship game for the first time and put up a pretty good fight there, but ultimately it's York, Biddeford, and Old Orchard Beach that are celebrating. And for both York and Biddeford, whose last titles were as standalone schools, right, it's been a little while for both of them.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they really, you know, came together as a model co-op program, pretty much equal numbers between York and Biddeford, and they've got one skater from Old Orchard Beach as well. And, you know, they really peaked at the right time. They were the two seed going into the tournament, Gorham being the one. And then York beat Gorham in the regional final last Wednesday. So they were kind of riding high coming in. And, you know, speaking of riding high, you've got a Hamden Academy team that had knocked off Messalonskee, who looked like they were the best team maybe in the whole state, certainly in Class B most of this year, doing so in multiple overtimes, certainly a dramatic victory. So it seemed like maybe Hamden Academy had a little momentum coming in. But, yeah, I mean, York got those three goals in the second period, and I think it was like in a two-minute span roughly. They just came bang, bang, bang after a scoreless first period, and then it was a case of holding on. You know, Hamden Academy gets a goal late. They pull the goalie. They have some opportunities to tie it up and force overtime, but wasn't to be. And, you know, very exciting state game and, you know, certainly a validating victory for this newly formed co-op program. And, you know, Biddeford's got an incredible hockey history. York's done very well over the years as a standalone program in Class B. So I know that those communities are very excited to be back on top.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just looking at the way that this thing came together, who really stood out to you most for some of the players on the ice in this one that fans maybe will remember?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you got to start with the goalie for the Wildcats. Connor Thibault made 26 saves, and, you know, some of them were huge. And you got, I can't imagine how stressful it must be trying to protect a one-goal lead as a goalie, you know, late in these games where, you know, the other team's going to pull their goalie for an extra attacker. You know, you're going to see quality shots, and you know there's no margin for error, but, you know, he came up huge, as he did against Gorham in the regional final. So, you know, he certainly did very, very well for his team. And then, you know, Bronson Eldridge and Henry Ober had the first couple goals. Brett Aceto scored all in that stretch. So for the Wildcats, you know, they certainly had a great run here, and they had a lot of contributors. You know, not seeing them until the tournament, I was amazed that, you know, they really roll out a lot of talent on offense, and it's not just their first line. They have several guys who are big weapons, and, you know, so it wasn't surprising to see that scoring spread out a little bit for them and see those guys play the hero.
Absolutely, and this maybe, I think, doesn't get talked about enough necessarily because it's been a long time since this guy played and suited up in the National Hockey League, but Peter Duras, the head coach of that team, is right, an old NHL player. Played for the Boston Bruins, drafted by the Winnipeg Jets, spent time right with the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, with the Dallas Stars. I mean, talk about a guy who I feel like any high school kid suiting up in high school hockey, right, your coach played in the show, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's got to be, you know, easy to follow someone like that into battle. And, you know, the thing is, you know, talking to Coach, you wouldn't know that. He's not full of himself at all. You know, just very proud of what his kids have accomplished and very happy with where the program is at. And, yeah, that's a pretty impressive feat. You know, we don't get a whole lot of that around here. Well, Maine High School Hockey is linked to the National Hockey League. But, yeah, that's a pretty cool story there, Jeff. So, yeah, just, you know, just it goes to show he knows what it takes to win at a very high level. And now he knows what it takes to win at the high school level, too. And probably not the last time that he and this team will be playing in a state game.
No, and heading to Class A, it was, well, the old boss met the new boss as Thornton Academy repeats as Class A champions. What say you about the Trojans and their impressive season?
Just remarkable. It's hard to imagine that they ever lost a game. And, you know, I think that was back on maybe December 9th, something like that. They lost to Meslonsky 7-4. And then they didn't lose a game after that. They won their final 19. I mean, they really steamrolled Class A pretty much all season. They had a couple close games for the most part. They just ran roughshod over everybody. And, you know, it's funny. You can hold them down for a period or maybe two periods, but eventually that talented team is going to score. And, you know, Chevis Yarmouth was a fabulous effort the other day. You know, they proved once and for all they belong at the very top level of Class A. You know, they won the last two Class B titles. They moved up. They had a rough stretch in the middle of the year where they dropped 5 out of 6, but, you know, they won their final 5. They won the 2 playoff games by shutout to get to the state game. And, you know, here they are taking a 1-0 lead to the third period. You know, Connor St. George with a breakaway goal early. And then Ashton Addison, who did such a great job in goal for Chevis Yarmouth all season, you know, protects that lead through 2 periods. But you knew, you know, I've been saying to several people between periods, I'm like, if I'm Chevis Yarmouth, I want to keep scoring because this game is not going to end 1-0. There's no way you're going to shut Thornton Academy out for 45 minutes. And sure enough, you know, in a very quick fashion, Brennan Tabor ties it up, and then Jake Skilling scores on a breakaway shorthanded from Trent Lazure, who fittingly, I mean, that tandem, they're as dynamic as any two players in the state. They're both finalists now for the Travis Roy Award, which was announced earlier today. And it could have been the other way around. I mean, those two guys are interchangeable. It was Skillings that played the hero, as he did in a regular season overtime win against Chevis Yarmouth. So kind of fitting there. And then they hold on for, you know, Cole Fernald's goal was terrific all game long, made some big saves late. And Thornton Academy repeats. That's 5 overall championships and 3 here of recent vintage. And, you know, just a great, great team. I think, you know, when you measure this team against some of the others in recent years, they're as good as anybody. The way they dominated really from start to finish just got better. And when plays had to be made and when the season was on the line, they found a way to get it done. And that's what champions do.
Yep, they most certainly do. And glad you pointed out a lot of the guys that really have kind of made this go for a long time now there in Thornton with Trent Lesure, with Jake Skillings, and a lot of guys who've now been a part of this run here under Coach Jamie Gagnon.
Yeah.
And clearly that has made a difference. I remember talking to Jamie at one point, you know, because we've had a lot of high school hockey dynasties here in the state of Maine. And I asked him at one point, like, would you like TA to be that? And it seems like they're starting to get there.
Yeah. I mean, you think about they're clearly the gold standard right now. And they've got players that not only have won in hockey, but, you know, you've got players who won in football as well. You look at Grady Hersey, their senior defenseman. He won last year in hockey, last year in lacrosse, this year in football, this year in hockey. 4 straight sports seasons with championships. I know he'd love to add a 5th here this spring with lacrosse, but, I mean, it just speaks to, you know, the school's dominance in a wide array of sports. And, you know, it's really come together on the ice. They're pretty darn good in basketball, too. So, I mean, it's rare you see a team, a school, be able to, you know, field a powerhouse in hockey and in basketball. And, you know, Thornton Academy is able to do that right now. And, you know, they're certainly going to be hard hit by graduation. A lot of these top players are leaving, but, you know, there's some younger talent that really contributed here during the season, during their run. They're going to return their goalie. You know, Fernaldo's at Bangor last year. He came down to TA this season. They welcomed him with open arms, and, you know, he helped save this championship, so he'll be back. You've got to believe they're going to be on the short list of favorites when we get to next November, December.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Thornton Academy lacrosse championship. That had to be probably the most improbable one of them all,
yeah,
didn't it?
No doubt. No doubt.
I think it's funny because like we're talking about it. It's like, yeah, you know, the other ones thinking about it, they're pretty much favorites.
Right.
And that one, though, God,
yeah,
I haven't forgotten about that one anytime recently. That was an unbelievable upset of Falmouth last spring.
No doubt. Now that we're, you know, when spring sports get here in a few weeks, you know, that's certainly going to come up, and that's going to, I think it's going to motivate Falmouth for sure to get back and avenge that. And certainly Thornton Academy is going to want to defend that title. And, you know, that'll be a big talking point once we get into May and June. But yes, without question, you know, the football was expected. The hockey team's championships were not a surprise at all. But yeah, that lacrosse one, that's still one of the, if not the most incredible upset I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, and of course, with the high school hockey season coming to an end, the winter is wrapped.
Yeah.
But we didn't get it wrapped, of course, without Mr. and Miss Maine basketball being announced over the weekend here as well up at the McDonald's Senior Weekend in Bangor. And I can definitely say I think probably deserving winners on both sides, with Maddie Provost of Lawrence winning Miss Maine Basketball, and then Camden Hill's Nolan Ames taking home Mr. Maine Basketball.
No question about it. And, you know, Nolan Ames showed what he was all about when he came down here for the state game against Portland. And even though Camden Hill's lost that game, did he ever impress the folks of Southern Maine with his play? His shooting ability, his ball handling ability, that no-look pass, he delivered at one point to set up a basket. And yeah, I mean, he's clearly special, every bit as good as advertised, and certainly a deserving winner. You know, Tyree James, another finalist from Wyndham, was a great champion as well, winning a couple gold balls during his time. And, you know, he certainly had deserved to be a finalist there. But yeah, it's not a surprise that Ames brought it home. And I think on the girls' side, you know, Maddie Provost just won her second gold ball. And, you know, you could argue for Kylie Lampson at Chivalrous. She's a fabulous player. You know, maybe you could argue she's the best player in the state, but I think, you know, those two gold balls to one might have swayed some voters, maybe made the difference there, and there's no wrong choice. You know, she played terrific in her team's run to a title, and, you know, I was so impressed with her in that state game against Oceanside. You know, she wasn't trying to force shots and make it happen. She was happy to just play within the flow of the offense, get the job done on defense, rebounding, and then hit some shots when they presented itself, and that allowed Lawrence to come back and win that game. So, a champion, absolutely, no question about it. She'll be at Holy Cross next year. Nolan Ames going to Colby. So it'll be exciting to see both of them go on and play at the next level. And, yeah, they certainly left their mark on Maine high school basketball, and we're deserving winners.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about Ames, too. I definitely seen Maddie a few times, but that was my first experience with an Nolan Ames experience, and it was quite an exciting one at that state title game. Very deserving recipient. I do want to leave you with this one too. I know you posted about it in your newsletter today, but there's a new head coach from the Portland, or at least a former Portland Bulldog, that's heading across the bridge into Cape Elizabeth after a tough year for the Capers last year, as I read from you, Michael, but looks like there's someone that's pretty motivated to take over the program.
Yeah, Isaiah Batchelder, who was the quarterback for Portland High when they went to the Class A state games in 2015 and 16. He also played overseas in Hungary for a little while. He coached at the middle school level here most recently, and he's very excited to take over a Cape program that's an eight-man now. They won just one game a year ago, but I know there's some excitement that they're going to turn it around. And yeah, I've had a flurry of, you know, players I covered who are now into coaching in several sports here in recent years, and I love it. It's great to reconnect with some of these great kids and, you know, see the enthusiasm and energy that they bring. And yeah, I think he's going to be a very solid addition to the Cape program. And, you know, eight-man football is very wide open. It's very quarterback-driven. He knows what it takes to succeed as a QB. So I would not be the least bit surprised to see that program become very successful very quickly.
Good stuff there. Michael Hoffer, thanks once again for joining us for an entire winter season of high school sports and helping us add context to a lot of these stories. Get some rest here before we get into the spring season in a little more than a month or so.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. And, I mean, it's been a great winter. I mean, it's really the fall leads right into the winter, right? So, I mean, we've kind of been talking nonstop since late August. And, you know, it's been so much fun. This basketball season was so memorable. I think what they did with Class A was just perfect. And it led to great regular season, great tournaments, and just so many thrills, so many highlights. That, you know, that tournament week plus was so much fun. And then, the, you know, hockey wrapping it up in style with some great games. And, and great champions. And yes, time to get a little bit of rest, but it won't be long. We'll be talking baseball, softball, lacrosse, and all that good stuff. And I look forward to revisiting and getting reacquainted with you guys then.
Looking forward to it, as always. Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports, thanks again for another Southern Maine High School Sports Report. We'll be talking soon.
Sounds great, guys.
You got it. Again, Michael Hoffer from the from Hoffer's High School Sports with our Southern Maine High School Sports Report. We are back to wrap hour two on a Mannix Monday edition of Middays with Mannix and Mannix next.